Welcome to your five for today. Many of you listening to me today will have first-hand experience of how children develop and learn to talk. Maybe some listeners will remember the excitement when your child uttered its first word. Was it dada or mum? Many parents move from a situation of waiting for their child to say its first words to later wondering whenever they are going to stop talking. It is really interesting to spend time with small children and watch their development and listen to them. The amount of learning that takes place in the early life of a child is quite staggering. This rapid acquisition of language and knowledge is acquired by their observation and inquiry. There is something wonderful that is inbuilt in a child's mind that gives a great desire to develop and to understand the world around them. At the preschool stage, a child seems to work hard at compiling his or her own vocabulary and simple sentence structures and working out more and more about their environment. So you will know that children ask incessant questions, which are vital to their development, but very tiring to those who need to continually answer their questions. The questions that are prefaced with what and why and when and how seem never to end. Whatever stage of life we have reached, we all have questions, and we are told it is advisable to keep our minds active. So, it is good to ask questions to try to get to the truth. But it is obviously better if we can arrive at the right answer. In the ancient world of Greece, astronomers, mathematicians, and philosophers asked the big questions and sometimes came to the wrong conclusions. At this time, it was widely thought that the world was flat. Another theory was that the Earth was fixed and the universe moved around it. We do not, of course, believe these theories anymore. We have been enlightened by further research. Man, throughout history, has been driven by the search for the truth. I remember hearing an amusing story about my granddaughter when she was 3 years old. She was upstairs in her bedroom and her mother downstairs heard a lot of bumping and banging. Her mother shouted upstairs a number of times, asking what the little girl was doing. At first there was no reply. Then the answer came, "I'm looking for the truth." After a little more noise, the little girl said, "I found it now." When her mother asked where she had found it, she said she found it under the bed. If we are looking for the truth with regard to God's provision for us today, we will find that the love of God has provided for our greatest need. However, the love of God is such that he will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. It is not true, as some people think, that acceptance with God can be earned or merited. The Bible shows us that salvation is offered as a free gift of God. It is not because of good works, but we can receive acceptance by believing, that is, by faith. If you are a Christian and have believed, you will know what it is to rejoice in the blessings of salvation and the benefits of the great promises of the Word of God. If you are searching for inner peace and as yet have found no satisfaction, then the truth is to be found in receiving the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. What are the benefits in believing? Forgiveness of sin, peace with God, assurance of a home in heaven? What promises will be yours if you believe? Jesus said, "Where I am, there you will be also." And the psalmist reminds us that in God's presence is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. Thank you for listening to your 5-4 today.